Quantum behavior forces us to be even more tolerant of impossible things. There was nothing ordinary about the conditions at the time of the Big Bang. To grasp them, some cherished beliefs must be challenged and then cast aside. First, one must realize that the Big Bang wasn't the beginning of the universe, but of the current universe. Ignoring for now whether the current universe was created from another universe, physics can't actually trace the cosmos back to the absolute beginning. Taking measurements only works when you have something to measure. And in the very beginning, there was an infinitesimal sliver of something, without order of any kind. No objects, no space-time continuum, no laws of nature. In other words, pure chaos. In this unimaginable state, all the matter and energy harnessed in hundreds of billions of galaxies was compressed. Within a fraction of a second, expansion accelerated with inconceivable speed. Inflation lasted between 10 to the negative 36, 1 over 1, followed by 36 zeros, to about 10 to the negative 32 seconds. By the time inflation ended, the universe had increased its size by a staggering factor of 10 to the 26, while it cooled down by a factor of 100,000 times or so. A commonly accepted, but by no means definitive, scenario maps the birthing process as follows. 10 to the negative 43 seconds, the Big Bang. 10 to the negative 36 seconds, the universe undergoes a rapid expansion known as cosmic inflation. Under superheated conditions, enlarging from the size of an atom to the size of a grapefruit. There are no atoms in existence, however, or any light. In a state of near chaos, the constants and the laws of nature are thought to be in flux. 10 to the negative 32 seconds. Still unimaginably hot, the universe boils with electrons, quarks, and other particles. The previous rapid inflation decreases, or takes a pause, for reasons not fully understood. 10 to the negative 6 seconds. Having cooled dramatically, the infant universe now gives rise to protons and neutrons that are formed from groups of quarks. 3 minutes. Charged particles exist, but no atoms yet. And light cannot escape the dark fog that the universe has become. 300,000 years. The cooling process has reached a state where atoms of hydrogen and helium begin to form out of electrons, protons, and neutrons. Light can now escape. And how far it travels will determine from this point onward the outer edge, the event horizon, of the visible universe. 1 billion years. Through the attraction of gravity, hydrogen and helium coalesce into clouds that will give rise to stars and galaxies. This timeline follows the momentum produced by the Big Bang, which was sufficient, even when the universe was the size of a single atom, to produce, much later on, the billions of galaxies visible today. They continue to be driven apart by the expansion following the initial unimaginable primordial blast. Many complex events have occurred since the beginning. Whole books are devoted to describing just the first 3 minutes of creation. But for our purposes, it's enough to view the rough outline. Because we can all envision how a stick of dynamite or a volcano explodes, the Big Bang seems to fit our common sense view of reality. But our grasp of what happened is fragile. In fact, the first seconds of creation call into question almost everything we perceive about time, space, matter, and energy. The great mystery about the emergence of our universe is how something was created out of nothing, and no one can truly comprehend how this occurred. On the one hand, the nothing is unreachable by any form of observation. On the other hand, the initial chaos of the infant universe is a totally alien state, being devoid of atoms, light, and perhaps even the four basic forces of nature. This whole mystery can't be avoided, because the same birthing process continues right this minute and all the time at the subatomic level. Genesis is now. The subatomic particles that the cosmos is built upon wink in and out of existence continually. Like a cosmic on-off switch, there is a mechanism that turns nothing, the so-called vacuum state, into a teeming ocean of physical objects. Our common sense view of reality sees the stars floating in a cold, empty void. In actuality, however, the void is rich with creative possibilities, which we see playing out all around us. Already, the argument feels like it's getting abstract, ready to float away like a helium balloon. We don't want that to happen. Every cosmic mystery has a human face. Imagine that you are sitting outside in a lawn chair on a summer day. A warm breeze makes you drowsy, and your mind is filled with half-seen images and half-realized thoughts. Suddenly, someone asks, "What do you want for dinner?" You open your eyes and answer, "Lasagna." In this little scenario, the mystery of the Big Bang is encapsulated. Your mind is capable of being empty, a blank. Chaotic images and thoughts roam across it. But when you are asked a question and make a reply, this emptiness comes to life. Out of infinite possibilities, you pick a single thought, and it forms in your mind of its own accord. This last part is crucial. When you say lasagna, or any other word, you don't build it up from something smaller. You don't construct it at all. It just comes to you. For example, words can be broken down into letters, the way matter can be broken down into atoms. But of course, this isn't a true description of the creative process. All creation brings something out of nothing. It's humbling to realize that even as we feel comfortable being creators, immersed in infinite words and thoughts, we have no idea where they come from. Do you know your next thought? Even Einstein looked upon his most brilliant thoughts as happy accidents. The point is that creating something out of nothing is a human process, not a faraway cosmic event. The transition of nothing into something always achieves the same result. A possibility becomes actual. Physics dehumanizes the process and does so with incredible precision. In unimaginably small scales of time, vibrations of quanta come out of emptiness and quickly merge back into emptiness. But this quantum on-off cycle is totally invisible to us. The rules governing physical creation must be deduced. You can't apply a stethoscope to the outside of the Superdome in order to discover the rules of football. And that's essentially what cosmology is doing, in attempting to explain the origin of the universe. Logical deduction is a great tool, but this may be a case in which it creates as many problems as it solves.